The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
If you were listening to News Talk Breakfast this morning, you will have heard Taoiseach Leo Varadkar saying it is unlikely that workers will return to the office until they get a COVID-19 jab. But yet the traffic volumes are demonstrably higher than they were, or larger than they were. I'm joined by Peter Cosgrove, who's Managing Director of FutureWise. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Are people going back to work because they have to or because they want to?
I think the challenge we have is often people see the 5K restriction moving to countywide as an opportunity to go back to work. And I suppose you have to kind of realize people are doing anything to get out of the house. So I think we have to probably be a lot clearer with employers that it should be vital that they go back, not something that they can do. And I think that's the challenge at the moment. And I can understand why people want to, because it's different. But I think we probably need to be much clearer with employers that they really shouldn't be going back until they have that COVID test.
Yeah. And now, the great experiment of working from home, it certainly functions, that's for sure, because I've been working from home and we get the program out. But I can tell you it's not in any way as efficient a way of doing business for me as actually being in the News Talk office. I wonder how many people share that experience.
Yeah, I think, you know, the challenge we're going to have is, let's just assume firstly, maybe in October or November, whenever it is, that everybody can go back to work. We've probably got a while before we're going to work out what the future is going to look like. So everybody's saying hybrid workforce and so forth. But you're right, Pat, in the short term, firstly, if nothing else, we're almost at this giant reset where we've gone back into the workforce and there's many employees we haven't even seen before and many of our, you know, colleagues we haven't seen in a year. So people will probably want more than the average amount of people back in the office, or maybe everybody back in the office. So I think there's the first 6 months and then there's the longer term. And I think employers and employees need to be careful about making any hard and fast rules about what the future is going to look like until we kind of get back into the workforce. And I think that also means employees can't be presuming that they're now going to be able to work from home longer than, you know, until the employer tells them that.
Now, there could be the reverse, that the employer will say, why am I paying for all this real estate in the centre of Dublin City or Cork City or wherever it might be, when my employees have been paying for their heat, their light, etc., and it's working quite well, thank you very much. And yet the employee would love to have the company of friends and colleagues in the office.
Yeah, and this is the real challenge we have, and it very much depends on the type of workforce. And I suppose what people need to realize is there's a lot more to work, firstly, than just the productivity piece. So, for instance, you know, there's morale, there's buzz in the office, there's, you know, inducting staff, training, kind of catching people doing things right or wrong. So praising people is a lot easier when you see something than when you're hearing about it over email. So firstly, we need to realize it's not just going to be about the work. But we have got a glimpse into what it's like. Now, this isn't really what working from home is like, because it's working in a lockdown. It will be different. But you are right that companies who are thinking about this properly, and this is the first time they've really seen that it can work, are going to potentially say, you know what, we have a huge amount of cost here based in Dublin or Cork or a city, and we might be able to move some of this out. But back to your point before, Pat, there's some issues with working from home that aren't yet kind of established, because we have this idea that we can all work from home, but you know what? Not everything works on a plan. We all know that there's times in the office where someone says, right, crisis meeting, can everyone get in the office? And it kind of works better if everybody's there than if half the people are in Zoom or half the people in the office. So it's going to take a lot more thinking about how this works, but no doubt that's what employers are thinking about at the moment. Yeah.
Now, the recruited cohort from the colleges and so on, many of them have never been to their place of employment. And that must be a bit weird.
Really strange for them, really strange, because actually it's at the, and a lot of people who are very definitive about they want to work from home or they want to go back are a little bit older, and they've kind of actually done their first maybe 5 or 10 years in the office. And there's a huge amount of learning in the office, which has nothing to do with your actual job, by working in the office. You know, how to attend meetings, you know, how to take notes. Lots of people telling you tiny little tidbits on a daily basis that will help you in your career. And they've never, ever had that. So actually, a lot of them haven't even seen the work environment. And actually, as you said, if you're in your 20s, well, maybe at any age, but certainly in your 20s, back to your point, people want to actually be around other people. It's quite hard to be sitting in a room all day. And the younger you are, the chances are you don't have a home office, so you're probably in the same room as your bedroom and so forth, which probably isn't that healthy either. So I think there's going to be a massive excitement for a lot of people to be able to get back in and see colleagues.
Now, two final points. The question of the government maybe legislating to give people the right to ask to work from home if it's doable. And the second point is, are there people who are now figuring if we don't have the commute, we only need one car, we don't have petrol expenses, maybe one of us can be a full-time parent at home, because it was good seeing the family a lot more than I used to.
Yeah. I think so. The first point, the right to work from home, I always wonder about legislation around this. The reality is lots of organizations are already saying they're moving to this distributed workforce. You can work from anywhere. And that's fantastic. But let's not, in my view, legislate it, because there's many organizations out there saying it just doesn't work for us. And who are we to say it doesn't? You as an employee can make the decision that if you want to work in this sort of organization, you can. For me, it's very much about employees saying, buyer beware. You need to understand there is going to be, let's just say, investment banks out there that may say you are going to be in here every single day of the year. And if you don't like it, don't work for that office. So the first thing is, I'm not sure about legislation, because I think many organizations will go that way because they see the benefits of being able to hire more staff, work with people globally and so forth. But I think that's the point around kind of the legislation side. Sorry, Pat, what was the second piece?
The second point was people deciding, well, we can live on one income if we don't have to have two cars, and we, you know, we've lowered our commuting expenses, our lunch expenses and so on. Any sign of that happening?
I think we'll still struggle around that, but I think it would be absolutely fantastic. There's the one huge benefit I hope we've got out of this is, from almost a kind of gender equality point of view, we've seen that, you know, hopefully people have seen where the other person in the relationship does most of the work at home, that they realize how difficult and how hard that is, and we should share that more. So that is a minimum. But secondly, people might realize, you know what, I think a lot of people have spent the last year reflecting a lot about, what am I doing? Like, why am I working this amount of hours? Why am I working so far from home? You know, what am I actually doing if I'm not actually seeing the people who I live with, who I love? So there will be big decisions around that made. And a lot of those, no doubt, will be easier to make if people are able to commute less and actually maybe work slightly further out of a city and therefore have a better cost of living expenses. So there are big decisions that will probably happen over the next year and can only be positive for Irish society, I think.
Peter Cosgrove, Managing Director at FutureWise, thank you very much.